This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Be sure to check us out, our video, live video feed. Check it out, 937thefan.com. Right there at the top, watch us live. You can do that, bookmark it so you see it every day. Our YouTube page, tons of great content. It was spectacular yesterday, the full segment on there, and it was great about Devin Bush. All of that stuff delivered right to you if you just subscribe to our YouTube page. Go to YouTube, type in 937thefan.com and subscribe so it gets delivered to you every single day. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. How you doing?
I'm great. What were you going to say about the YouTube page?
I was going to say, like, once you subscribe, you get like the little alerts if you allow notifications. And what's nice is it might not pop up until a day later, but it reminds you of some of the classics, like Jim having looking up Thirst Trap, for example, live on the air the other day. I got the video reminder of that segment over the weekend, and I just kind of sat back, relaxed, watched, remembered it all again. Jim sitting there on the Urban Dictionary looking up Thirst Trap.
So, yes.
That's what's nice. You know, the stuff that you hopefully laugh or think along with us during the show, it pops up in your YouTube feed a couple days later.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So be sure to subscribe to the YouTube page and check out our video right now. We're there and people love looking at us. So there's that. All right. Question. An argument. A debate, I guess I will.
Okay.
So Thursday is Thanksgiving, which is not up for debate. But this part of it is. Now, there are malls or stores, shops, different places of business that are closed, shopping places that say, okay, we'll save it for Black Friday.
Right.
There's two sides to this. Now, initially, the knee jerk is, well, that's great. You know, you want to have places closed. We need more time with our families.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There has been a groundswell of people. Now, I don't know if this is, and this is where the debate comes in, comparative to the people who say, yeah, you need time with your family, who say, look, I'm an hourly worker, and I work, and I'm out there, and I'm humping it, and I'm getting it done. And the money I make from holiday pay on a day like Thanksgiving is a lot of money. And I'm not necessarily counting on it, but it's a great bonus to have. So whoever decided to close the stores on the holidays, if there's an audience for it, why should we be closing them? Because one, people want to shop. Two, I get paid more and I can help. It actually helps me financially more if it's open. There's two sides to the coin.
I would say, Mr. or Mrs. Hourly Employee, your work ethic, while immense and admirable, there's not enough of you to completely staff all these stores that people would like to have open at midnight on Black Friday. So again, I, Mr. or Mrs. Business Owner, am going to decide to let everyone spend the Thanksgiving holiday with their family rather than having to come in at 8 o'clock and floor sets and get ready for everything and set up the barriers and the ropes and the stanchions and all that so people don't murder each other in the checkout line. I'm going to let everybody spend Thanksgiving with their family. You get in here 5 a.m. on Friday and we'll rock it out.
Is that the case, though, that there's not enough people to staff it in? Because I don't know that to be the case.
I mean, judging by the just my personal experience as a shopper, right? The last, 3-4 months?
Mm-hmm.
There's still not enough places still don't have enough employees.
This isn't our argument just pandemic. It's been our argument for the past couple years, even pre-pandemic.
Right.
Like, and again, I don't know which side to come down on. It is an interesting twist to all of this that people say, you know, that was good money that I made on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I don't
doubt
it.
I'm not like a Black Friday shopper, and I'm not somebody that on Thanksgiving night at 10 o'clock needs to be out buying some toy or something because it is, you know, $12 cheaper than it would be at another place or whatever. But when I heard that yesterday, I was like,
Now, when we were much younger, my wife and I went out a couple times on Black Friday, never on Thanksgiving night. I know some people that since way back in the day, before Thanksgiving shopping even became a thing, they would like rent a car after Thanksgiving dinner and they would go up to the Grove City outlets, right? And be there at midnight when it opened on Friday. And that was like their kickoff to the holiday season. There's some families that have made a tradition of that. So if that's your thing, by all means, I get it. It's a fun thing to do together, you know, officially kick off the holiday season and all that if you haven't yet. And if there are places that are open like that, then Mr. or Mrs. Incredible Work Ethic, and trust me, I was there when I was young too. I'd work every single day of the week, 24 hours a day if I could, right? I worked at the mall during the holidays when I was in high school and college. So I know what it's like. Trust me. I'd eat up all those shifts if I could back in the day. But if there will be places that are open, a few here and there, pick up a shift at those places.
I bet the people that say they want to work are in the vast minority. I bet people would rather have off than have the work.
Well, I think it's totally dependent, like I said, on how old you are, what your personal situation is. If you're 23, 24, fresh out of college, mm-hmm. right? And you haven't quite gotten on your career track yet, or you're trying to get on your career track, and you're just working to make ends meet so you can not have to live with mom and dad, right? Or maybe pay off some loans before you move out of the house, then by all means, the last thing you want to do is hang out with your aunt and uncle until 10 o'clock on Thanksgiving night, right? While they sit there and doze off on the couch. You want to be out working if you can. You're going to go out Wednesday night and have some fun with your friends. And then Thursday, yes, by all means, I'll work all weekend. I'll work every shift you ask, boss, because I need the money. Absolutely. If you're somebody in their 30s who's established, got a family, works hard during the week and wants to just relax during a nice long weekend, you got no interest in it.
Yeah, it is. The whole Thanksgiving, like I don't know. I don't know if things should be closed or not. It's not for me to decide. It's actually for business owners to decide, I think, is where I come down on it. If I had a business, I would probably close it so the people can go home and be with their families. But it's not for me to decide one swathing policy.
We don't need laws about this or anything. Yeah. Like, the government doesn't have to get involved. Let business owners make the decision themselves.
But that said, I've never been that kind of person that needs to be out at 11 o'clock buying some PlayStation game or whatever. Like, hasn't the internet fixed all of that?
To an extent, yeah. You can get all the same. You can get better deals now the entire weekend online than you would if you went out to the store on Thursday night, Friday morning. And since that started becoming a thing, 3, 4, 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to go out. Like, and even then, like when we were in our, like, just married in our early to mid 20s, and we did go out on Black Friday, you know, midnight on Black Friday or 4 a.m. on Black Friday, whatever it was, it wasn't necessarily to save a couple of bucks. It was just like, hey, it'll be something fun to do, right? Then you have kids and you got no interest in doing that kind of crazy crap.
My son made a great observation the other day. It was last weekend. We needed to run my daughter needed boots, right, in anticipation of the winter because their mm-hmm. feet are growing so fast and they're getting taller, whatever. My son's observation was one that it just hit him, like mankind and what men have been through since the dawn of time, mm-hmm. pretty much. He said, Mom, I've noticed, you know, women go to the mall just to go and look and then figure out when they're there
uh-huh.
what they need. Men go to the mall or to the store
because we need something
with a list and know what they need and get it uh-huh. and then leave.
No, you're a smart kid.
You know what?
He's figured it out.
You're right. You're right. And he said, but I don't know why when women go to the mall, my son said, then you see a bunch of things and you end up buying them. You didn't understand when you left the house that you needed all of them. He said, I kind of like it better being a boy. That's what he said. Because I know what I'm going to get, and I just go get it and then leave. And then I'm back home quicker.
I'm with you, Declan.
That was a great observation he made.
I never go to a store without a list. Never.
Either on your phone, in a hard copy, or in your head.
Yes.
You know what you have.
Never.
I'm with you.
But it starts at a young age. Like, my daughter went to the mall, was it last weekend or the weekend before, with her friends?
Yeah.
And I asked her before she left, like, oh, you need to get anything? No, we just want to hang out. Okay, fine, whatever. So they go to the mall, and they're, you know, going store to store. And she comes back with things, like he said, like, she didn't even know she needed, like, some stupid lotions from Bath and Body Works. She's 13 in a couple of months. Already she's headed down that track of, you know what, let's just go to the mall and see what happens. And we'll just bump into some things. Well, do you go to certain stores? No, you go to all the stores. It's like when my wife goes to the grocery store, she doesn't go specifically from item to item. She goes up and down every single stinking aisle and looks at every single. I ain't got, as they say, ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, see, I do grocery pickup now where I pull on the curb and they bring
That's
it out,
so
right?
Convenient.
Well, it's twofold. You can't impulse buy, but you can't impulse buy. And by that, I mean this. You don't buy things that you don't need, but sometimes you go in the store and you see things you forgot on your list that you
That's fair.
Need.
That's fair.
And thus, you can't do that either. So it works in the positive and the negative with groceries. Like, sometimes you go and you go like, I don't really need that chocolate or that pop or whatever. And I don't really take both of those items. But, you know, you might buy something. You're like, I really don't need it, but I can't resist. But then the other time you're like, oh, my list, I forgot sugar. So I'm going to grab it because
sure.
I see it.
Okay, that's all right.
But when you go pick up on the find, pull up to the curb, they have it. Mm-hmm. It eliminates both of those ends of that.
Yeah, yeah, it does. But it also, here's the weird thing. And I've noticed this. I'll just call out all the stores, Aldi, Giant Eagle, Sam's, all of them that I go to. I've noticed you will see something. Because I've gone to the store in all of these cases with a list and not done the pickup. And I go through the store, and this happened to me at Sam's last week. They tell me, I'm sorry, we're all out of that thing that you're looking for. I forget what I was looking for. And then they even go and they check in the back. Sorry, we don't have any left. I go online to the in-store pickup option, I can buy six of those things if I want. And you're telling me that at 4 o'clock this afternoon, I can pick six of those things up, even though it's not here right now. I don't know what they do. But that can be annoying. You're in the store. You can't find the thing that you're looking for. And Sam's was bananas the other day because Thanksgiving's coming up.
Right.
And I couldn't find, damn it, I can't remember what it was now. But there was one thing I could not find. And the lady was like, literally walked all over the store with me looking for the stuff. And then went in the back and looked again, and she's like, I'm sorry, there's nothing there. I asked another person later, just double-checking. Hey, it says there's some here on the app. I can order it and pick it up later.
Yeah.
He's like, no, sorry, we don't have any.
See, I don't go to Whole Foods anymore. I'm sworn off Whole Foods. I used to go there once, twice a week sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't, you know why? The shoppers, like the personal shopper people, are pushy, rude, and they leave their cart wherever, and they just... They don't say, excuse me. And you could tell who they are because they have ID tags on.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Have they taken over?
They take over and they treat it like it is a bus terminal. Like it's a buzzing sort of produce terminal or a grocery terminal. And it is not enjoyable to shop there. It doesn't feel like a community market. Like when it first moved in here, like Whole Foods did, when it first pushed into the area, it was like... And the prices are a little high and they've come down, but I like it. I haven't been there in a year and a half now. I went in once, and I gave it another try, and it sucked. I used to like – they've taken over the whole front of the store where you used to be able to, like, have a bowl of soup and relax and whatever. That's all gone. That's like a terminal where they do all their orders and stuff. Then when they go out to the floor to shop, okay, like you'll be where, like, the celery and the broccoli and the lettuce and everything is – they'll have a cart, and they are going 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
While you're just shopping at your pace, like leisurely shopping. And they're like, they don't even say excuse me, like shouldering you out of the way, grabbing their stuff, throw it in their cart. Quite honestly, jogging from thing to thing. And it's just,
It's like supermarket sweep on steroids.
Yes, it's not enjoyable.
Man.
It is not enjoyable.
See, this is
enjoyable.
Why we need to get to the model. I think we've talked about this.
We have a thing in the back.
Yes, where half the store, the front half of the store, it's like front of the house and back of the house. The front half of the store is, hey, here's where the customers shop. The people who want to come in and actually shop, they shop in the front of the store. The back of the store, the storeroom, triple the size of the storeroom at all these stores. And make it, that's where the fulfillment goes on. Make it your own little mini Amazon back there.
It's so unenjoyable, though. I won't go there anymore. Because they shouldn't intermingle the personal shoppers with the people, like, just shopping for your own.
Well, not if they're going to act like shopping robots and shove people out of the way.
It's insane at the Whole Foods. Insane how they act. And it like with the meat and what, because they used to have like this meat, they would have like specials on the meat or whatever, and then different things. And I love the butcher, but I just won't go there anymore because it's just it's stressful to shop there.
Yeah.
Thoroughly unenjoyable.
That stinks.
I know. So I don't do it. I don't do it. Anyway, and not that they care, but that's my feedback. It's just, it used to be laid back. Hey, you see a friend. Yeah, I'd see Larry Richards' wife. All the time, Cindy. Yeah. Cindy, how you doing? What's going on? Oh, and I'd stand and talk to her for 5-10 minutes. Oh, what are you getting today? What are you buying? I'd see Larry. I'd see these people, other people I know. I'd see our boss, our big boss, talk to him. Now, anymore? I don't even go in. Crazy.
Don't go there those these days anymore. It's too crowded. Nobody goes there these days. It's too crowded
with those shoppers. Jeff Hathorn, he joins at 7 o'clock. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. We can't wait to talk to him. Shelby, she comes in and tells us a good story because there's too many bad ones in the world.
How about Shelby is Missy this week? Did you see that?
I saw that. Let's go down to the field and Shelby Cassesi. So she's going to join. She's working some Steeler stuff, but she's going to do This Hits Different for us as she does every week. And it's Thanksgiving time, so a little extra special. And Jeff Capel, he moves up his weekly spot. He's going to join at 9:30 today. Good morning, Fan Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.